This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The early 1970s saw a new culture developing in the Bronx. In nightclubs and house parties, DJs and MCs spent hours out-rhyming each other to music. But it took a trio from Englewood, New Jersey, and a song called Rapper's Delight to get hip-hop music on the radio. Rapper's Delight is one of the NPR 100, a list of what NPR considers the 100 most important American musical works of the 20th century. Elizabeth Blair reports.
Rapper's Delight is built on the rhythm of an earlier cultural phenomenon, disco. The groove was taken from the tune Good Times by Chic. The song was such a big dance hit that a small New Jersey label thought it might be able to capitalize on its popularity. All Platinum Records was co-founded by Sylvia Robinson, who'd had a few hits of her own, Pillow Talk and Love is Strange, as part of the duo Mickey and Sylvia. But by 1979, her label was facing bankruptcy. Her son Joey says she saw a way out of Chapter 11 one night at a Harlem club.
She saw where a DJ was talking and the crowd was responding to what he was saying. And this was the first time that she ever saw this before. And she said, Joey, wouldn't this be a great idea to make a rap record?
Sylvia Robinson began looking for rappers she could record. Joey suggested a guy who worked at a pizza parlor near their home in Englewood, New Jersey.
That was Henry Jackson, Big Bang Hank. He closed the pizza parlor down. He's got all this dough on him. He weighs about 350 to 400 pounds at the time. And he jumps in the back of my 98 Oldsmobile and starts rapping.
Well, I'm the dimp, the ladies pimp, the women fight for my delight, but I'm the grand master with the three MCs that shop the house for the young ladies, and when you come inside.
Then all of a sudden, another friend of mine's happened to be walking past my car and said, hey, he's nice, but listen to my guy. And that was Guy O'Brien, Master G. And Master G got in the car, and he started rapping.
I said a M-A-S, a T-E-R, a G with a double E. I said I go by the unforgettable name of the man they call a Master G. Well, my name is...
At this time, Michael Wright, which is Wonder Mike, he jumped in my car, and he said, well, I can rap too.
Your feet. You see, I am Wonder Mike, and I like to say hello. Up to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, and the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta bang, bang.
Now everybody's around us hearing all this rap and stuff, and my mother got so excited. She said, listen, let's bring these guys up to the house. I want them to rap again at our home.
The story goes that Big Bank Hank, Wonder Mike, and Master G met Sylvia Robinson on a Friday and recorded Rapper's Delight the following Monday in just one take. The Rapper's Delight 12-inch was released in September 1979. It was 15 minutes long, and yet black radio started playing it. So much that Sugar Hill Gang recorded a 7-minute version for pop stations and introduced the black neighborhood sound of the 1970s to white listeners. Harry Allen covers hip-hop for The Village Voice and Vibe magazine. He says until then, rap was for young black males with few opportunities because it gave them a way of making their voices heard.
So what hip-hop fashioned was a conduit whereby people who normally are locked out of telling get to tell.
But perhaps the reason Rapper's Delight crossed over was because it was anything but political. Sugar Hill Gang rapper Wonder Mike.
It wasn't too heavy. It wasn't the message that was years later. It wasn't after police. That was years after that. What I wanted to portray was three guys having fun. We were always bragging about stuff we didn't have to impress Dutch heads.
From sun to sun and from day to day, I sit down and write a brand new rhyme because they say that miracles never cease. I've created a devastating masterpiece. I'm gonna rock the mic so you can't resist. Everybody, I say those like this while I was coming home late.
Like a lot of hip-hop culture, Rapper's Delight has its share of controversy, starting with the fact that its good time groove did not reflect the urban anger of other rap at the time. The Sugar Hill Gang was also criticized because two of the members were from New Jersey, and none of them had ever been a DJ or an MC. Bronx rapper Curtis Blow is working on a documentary on the history of rap.
DJ AJ, Grandmaster Flash, Afrika Bambaataa, Kool Herc, all of these guys were local DJs who would do local shows here in New York. So when the Sugar Hill Gang made it, the guys who had been doing this thing sort of felt like they were being ripped off, or, you know, these guys are not a part of the Bronx. They didn't struggle to bring hip-hop to this point, to 1979. So there was a lot of animosity toward the Sugar Hill Gang in the beginning.
Then there's the question of who wrote the rhymes.
I wrote most of Big Bang Hank's rhymes for Rapper's Delight.
That's Curtis Brown, better known in the Bronx as Grandmaster Caz, short for Casanova. Caz says Sugar Hill's Big Hank was managing his band before Sylvia Robinson asked Hank to make a record. Hank asked Caz if he could use some of his rhymes.
I have books that I keep all my rhymes and stuff in. I just threw a book on the table and said, use whichever ones you want. You know, figuring he's down with us. If anything comes of this, you know, we're next. But it didn't work out that way. And the rhymes that he used was, well, my signature rhyme at the time, you know, I'm the C-A-S-N-O-V-A. It spelled out my name, which was Casanova Fly. And the Superman Lois Lane rhyme. This young reporter I did adore, so I rocked a vicious rhyme like I never did before. She said, damn, fly guy, I'm in love with you. That Casanova legend must have been true. I said, by the way, baby, what's your name? She said, I go by the code of Lois Lane. And you can be my boyfriend.
He's let me quit my boyfriend called Superman. I said, he's a fairy, I do suppose. Flying through the air in pantyhose. He may be very sexy or even cute, but he looks like a sucker in a blue and red suit. I said, you need a man.
By most accounts, Caz's story is probably true, but he never secured copyright for his rhymes. He did record a response called MC's Delight.
He made a deal with the Sugar Hill Gang to rap, and weeks later gave me a call. He said, I need some rhymes to rock off good time. I said, why, you ain't no MC. He said, these people in Jersey got two for the gang, needed a third, so they picked me. I gave it to him, thinking checkbooks, credit cards, more money than a sucker could ever spend. But he never gave a was supposed to be my friend.
Despite the controversy, Rapper's Delight is an important record. Curtis Blow says it jump-started the careers of several Bronx rappers, including his own. Again, writer Harry Allen.
When it came out, nothing was the same afterwards. It made everything else possible. I was speaking to my good friend Chuck D of Public Enemy, and when he first heard that there was going to be rap records, his thing was, how are you going to put 3 hours on a record? Because that's the way MCs used to rhyme. They just rhyme and rhyme and rhyme for hours. Rapper's Delight was kind of like the thing that said, this is how we're going to do it. And then everyone else said, oh, I get it. It kind of made it palpable. And by making it palpable, it made hip-hop as a commercial medium possible.
Well, skiddle-a-bee-bop, we rock a Scooby-Doo. And guess what, America, we love you. Because you rock and roll with us so much so. You can rock till you're 101 years old. I don't mean to brag, I don't mean to boast. But we're like hot butter on a breakfast toast. Rock it out, a baby bubba. Baby bubba to the boogie bang bang. The boogie to the beat. It's so unique, come on everybody and dance to the beat. Have you ever went over?
Today, Sugar Hill Gang is still touring. Grandmaster Caz works as a youth counselor at a Harlem YMCA. And he says he feels a little
poor. But it's just the lack of information. If I had the information, if I'd have known, I wouldn't even have been mad at Hank. I'd have been, hey, lovely. Because if I was collecting my end. I don't want my legacy to be the guy who never got paid for the biggest record of an era, you know what I'm saying?
For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Blair in Washington.